Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We've been asking all morning which team had the biggest win Sunday. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And you know something, guys? A lot of times you hear on radio shows, hey, thanks for listening and everything. But shouldn't you really be thanking us? Think about it. Your commute now, it feels shorter than ever. You can buy a house farther away from work, save some money, and hang out with your boys longer in the morning. And as though that wasn't enough, and you get it for free, free 99, which is the best price. Turn the worst part of your day into the best part of your day, that morning commute. What kind of alchemy is that? We'd be arrested as witches in the, you know, hundreds of years ago with that kind of magic that we're doing. But in addition to that, something you get for free that makes your life better. The worst part of your day into the best part of your day. In addition to that, every hour on this show through December 7th, we're giving away $2,500.
I mean, that's 10 people thus far, right? 10 people.
10 people so far.
We give $2,500 away to.
In these last 2.5 shows have won $2,500 for
free. That is 10K a day. We have 10K right in front of us right now.
It's
literally sitting on the set.
Well, that's mine. I'm going to leave with that. But usually someone – but 10K a day giveaway. KJM, 10K a day giveaway. And the way it works is we give you a winning word every hour. So in the first hour of this show, it was defense. In the second hour of the show, it was choke.
First hour, it was choke.
Oh, choke. Second hour is defense. I reversed it. Okay. Second. What's it going to be in the third hour? You're going to find out at 10 past the hour. What the winning word is this hour, and you text it to 777-000-000 for your chance to win. No purchase necessary as December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. All right, guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do.
You got it.
Heavy
you
lift.
Got it.
Okay, now. The Giants.
Yes.
My New York football Giants.
Yes. Your New York
7-2. All this chit-chat about the Cowboys.
You were really worried. You were really worried going into the weekend about
no
the Texans.
Doubt. It's a trap game.
They beat them by a touchdown.
Beat them by a touchdown. By the way, this
or
upcoming week,
or whatever
Lions come into town. Points. You could lose that game. The Giants, the way the NFL works, Giants have the Lions, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and someone else they ought to beat.
Lions at Cowboys, Commanders at home, Eagles at home.
They could easily – they're going to go 2-2, it feels like to me, in those four games. But they could easily – lose to the Lions and the Commanders, beat the Eagles and Cowboys. Like, the NFL is like that.
Yeah, it's true. But you know how they win? Just do what I tell them to
okay,
do.
What is it, Kate?
Okay, Saquon Barkley had a buck and some change on the ground.
Yeah.
$1.65.
A buck and some change, right?
Ooh,
call it
that's,
a buck
that's
and some change.
More than some change.
$1.52 on the
you,
ground.
You had a quarterback. Was 13-17.
Yeah.
You're right
like a little
at 200.
More than that, right?
That's fine.
13-17?
13-17 is fine.
What is it, 70s?
200 yards,
yeah.
Two touchdowns. And a goose egg interception.
No interceptions. Isn't that something?
You're going to win.
After all the hand-wringing and Monday morning
and quarterbacking. And your running back rushed for over 100 yards. You're going to win.
Two turnover differential. Whoever's plus two in the turnover differential is going to win 75% of the games anyway.
You're going to win.
Saquon had a career-high 35 carries, ran for 152 in a TD. The Giants are now 7-2. Saquon Barkley, one of my favorite Giants ever. How's it feel to be a part of this turnaround for the New York football Giants?
You're not too excited about it because you know it's a long season. You got to keep going week by week. Being healthy during it is not something that I'm shocked about. You know, I believe in having positive thinking. You know, I've been vocal about it when I was hurt that, you know, I feel like we're going to get back on track and, you know, I want to be part of the reason to help us get back on track.
That's kind of the perfect answer, right? Like, you just want that nice, let's keep it steady as she goes.
Yeah, and you're gonna he's probably going to lead the league in rushing at the end of the season. He's probably going to wind up rushing for about 1,500 yards or so. And he's going to do everything. And this team is a, crazy as it sounds, they're a 10-11 win team. Easy.
Well, 10, they got seven.
10-11 win team, easy.
Well, they tried to negotiate a longer-term extension with him, kind of shut things down. They're going to do that postseason now. But he is the NFL's leading rusher. And it brings me to the conversation of, like, what is that payment going to look like? I was just talking to the guys about this. I mean, you look at some of the highest paid running backs in the league, Alvin Kamara, Ezekiel Elliott, CMC. Like, the length of that deal matters, right? So some of those guys got 5 years, $70 million deals. Like, what's that going to look like
You know what? 5 years, 75 doesn't really hurt you anymore. If it's like, you know, 15 a year, it doesn't really hurt you anymore. Cap's going up. And for that kind of production, you probably suffer from it in certain years when he's hurt and when, you know, he starts to slow down because he has so many carries. But to me, the main thing is, guys, you have to show the locker room that the organization is going to take care of theirs. Saquon, guys, it's not just the splash plays now. He's running between the tackles. I believe it was Saquon who threw a great block when Slayton went for the touchdown. Saquon wasn't blocking like that year one, year two. He's blocking. He's chipping. He's running between the tackles for, you know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust when he needs to. He's doing everything.
You could pay him real money over the next three and a half years. Mm-hmm. You could do that. You could pay him that because he's not slowing down. He's not slowing down at all.
He just got healthy.
Derrick Henry's not slowing down. And he done been paid twice already. So, you know, I know the philosophy is, oh, you don't pay a running back, but some running backs you pay.
They're going to work it out. It's what you see from Shane, and this is going to be very interesting the way he handles this.
You got to be the highest paid running back in the league, though.
They're a smart organization now. Shane and Dable, it's a smart organization. It seemed like a dumb organization not long ago. It's a smart one now. And I'm very curious to see how they handle this. What's this? Because they're going to do the smart guy thing. What is that here? Very interesting to see how they handle that to me, guys. No, Jay? Yes? What do you think?
Well, I said, yeah.
It looked like you wanted to say something.
No. I was saying before, I think you need to pay him. I think he's the face of your organization.
Yeah, they got to pay him. There's not even a question.
Seems to me the Giants will be, if I had to guess, 9-4 after 13 games. I think they're going to go 2-2 in their next four. I don't know which two they win, which two they lose, but it will be a good test. The Lions, who just got a real good win against the Bears, and they've now won two in a row, and the one they lost in their last three was to Miami, close, right? The Lions come to town. You're supposed to beat them, but they're kind of feeling themselves right now, and the Giants aren't so good that those are gimmies.
Their defense isn't good.
Right, so you like the Giants against the Lions.
Yeah, I got that one.
Then they go to the Cowboys. Cowboys aren't unbeatable.
Yeah, I don't think they're going
to. I see, I don't know.
The problem, if the Cowboys can't fix the run defense.
Yes, that's a problem.
That might be an issue for them.
You know what the problem with Saquon and the run in terms of that stuff, when you run into teams with bad run defenses, they know the Giants are not a big passing threat.
But another thing I was going to say is the receivers that they have will now allow you to stack the box because you don't have to worry about them dudes on the vertical piece of the game.
Did you see Galladay drop two balls yesterday?
Yeah, I saw him wearing my number too.
That was oh my God.
Like playing volleyball, you know?
What is
you know,
going
you know on? What it is when you say they playing volleyball? Have you ever heard somebody, the volleyball slap?
Yeah.
It hit his hands, it's like.
Yeah, as my dad would say, playing catch, he'd be like, the ball is your friend. Right?
Yeah,
like, don't bat it away.
Like, yeah,
the
seriously.
Ball is your friend.
No, smacking the ball like it's volleyball.
It's not good. And Slayton, he's a guy.
He's fine,
but he's their best receiver.
Yeah,
Bollinger. Like they have a nice a nice tight end.
They got the kid Hodgins. Yeah,
yep. And they Kadarius Toney.
I don't think they can win long term with that. But
Kadarius Toney's looking like $1 million in KC right now. But he's in KC right now.
Yeah, certain coaches know how to put their arms around certain players to get the most out of them. And
they also have Patrick Mahomes.
Andy Reid is good at doing that, though.
A slew of talent around him.
And Andy Reid can put his arms around players and get them to do certain things.
Someone said, and I thought it was a great quote, and I apologize to
everybody. He did look good.
Someone said if they had to have a league, maybe it was Graziano or something, if they had to have a league-wide game of tag, Kadarius Toney would be their first pick, meaning he's not just fast, but he's got wiggle. He's got elusiveness. He's got athletic ability.
Yeah, him and the cheetah.
Yeah, Tyreek would be my first pick, but it's interesting because doing the Mecole Hardman job, Mecole Hardman's fast, but Kadarius is like more, I don't know, athletic somehow.
Then who?
Then Mecole Hardman.
Oh,
Mecole Hardman's fast, but Kadarius Toney's fast and
he got
quick
Mecole Hardman
too,
got some
I mean?
Of that too, though.
Yeah, he does.
He got some of that stuff. Tyler Lockett, they all got that little
Customato used to say. Mike Tyson's trainer famously used to say, "Don't just be fast, be sudden."
Yeah, that's what Kadarius told me
sudden.
Too.
Can we give away some of this sudden money?
Okay, the KJM 10K giveaway.
DJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Here's the winning word of the hour. Someone's about to win $2,500. Franchise. 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 Text it to 777-000. 777-000. 777-000. Text franchise. FRANCHISE. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. As in, the Giants have a franchise player in Saquon Barkley. By the way, I'm going to need this. I just crumpled it up. By the way, are they going to franchise tag him? Because that's a lot of times what they do with the running backs. I just crumpled up something I need, Key. Never mind that. Are they going to franchise him? Because that's one way you can handle a running back, but you wind up with a disgruntled running back.
Yeah, but you know, nobody wants to be franchised. The tag number is probably like 10.5.
Yeah.
You don't
maybe
want
more
that.
Than that at this point.
I think it'll
the
be
average of the top three or five.
I think it'll be projected at 10.5.
We have a man now. There are certain guys on certain teams that a lot of New Yorkers, you can't buy a drink if you're around a lot of New Yorkers because what you did in special times for this city. Mathias Kiwanuka, two-time Super Bowl champion, 98.7 ESPN New York. What is going on?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good this morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the intro.
What are your thoughts? Well, listen, thank you for some of the best. Honestly, those two Super Bowls, some of the best memories of my life. I don't know what that says about me or my life, but they are some of the best memories of my life. Thoughts on a Giants win, on the Giants win yesterday?
I was very impressed with the win. I thought it showed a lot of maturity as a team. When you go into a bye coming off of a loss and you come back out, you know what I said on the show with Anita yesterday is that these types of games are won before you actually get on the plane. You know, if they were able to continue with the same type of preparation, the same type of focus, and then to go out there and actually execute against a team that you're expected to win, these are the type of games that show how mature you guys are as a team. And I thought to come out of it in the way that they did and to have a game plan to go in and run the ball and to do that effectively, that was a good sign for the future of this organization.
Mathias, why has Saquon been so dominant this season? What about the scheme that you see what they're doing in conjunction, obviously, with his talent has made him so successful?
Yeah, obviously you start with his talent level. You go to lack of injury, so he's actually healthy now. You know how it is when you go out there. Everybody, once you cross those lines, you imagine yourself as healthy, but you're not always 100%. So I don't believe he was ever playing at 100%. Now we're getting to see him. The other thing is, you know, we sat and we've criticized this offensive line for years, and they seem to have been getting it done. Now, better doesn't always mean great, but they are effective enough, getting in the right positions, lack of MAs, and, you know, moving the guys off the ball to create some space. And there's two different levels when he's like looking to pick a lane. And then, you know, just buying in. So I heard you guys in the first hour talk about, you know, coaches are game managers, but they're also, they create an environment that people either buy in or they buy out of. It seems as though this team is buying into Daboll and this entire coaching staff, and that means a lot.
Mathias, as you look at it now, Saquon's been dominating it, this league. He's leading the league in rushing. He'll probably be on his way to 1,600 yards on the ground by the end of the year. Once the season is over with, what do you do with his contract? Do you give him a super long-term deal? Do you pay him at the top of the market? Or do you franchise tag him?
You definitely don't franchise tag him. And, you know, I also heard you guys talk about it. I think, Max, you mentioned it a couple times that, you know, it sends a bad message to the organization. If you're going to watch a guy give his all, you know, tear ligaments, come back, and then put on the type of performance that he's been putting on week after week, he needs to get paid, in my opinion. Now, I always put my you know, the player's hat on. I understand that there's, you know, a general manager's hat that they have to they have to put on when they're making these decisions. But, you know, if you want to keep this locker room, if you're looking long term and a guy has done this for your organization, he's become the face of your organization, and he's a good character guy, right? That's what the Giants always preach. Like, he's a good character guy. He's somebody that you do want to represent your organization. I get it. The shelf life for running backs is really short, but bring somebody else in. You know, like, they're spare him some, you know, some runs, especially in games where, you know, it's not necessarily on the line. Keep him fresher so he can go down the line and continue to put on a performance, but he needs to get paid. I think I understand that there can be some reservations about paying Daniel Jones because he's just now being evaluated. He's a younger guy and he hasn't had an offensive line. And so, you know, this is the first time where we can say, okay, this is who he is. But we know what Saquon is. We know what kind of a man he is. We know how much of a leader he is. I think it would be good for this organization moving forward if they went ahead and paid him.
If he stays healthy this year, just to put it in perspective, Saquon as a rookie had over 2,000 all-purpose yards from scrimmage, right? He's on pace for 2,130. But he's on pace for 2,130 on a team that every defense knows is no threat down the field because they don't have any receivers, and he's on pace for 2,130. Imagine if a dude like Odell was on the team or some receiver who could loosen it up for him. He could pop 2,500 yards. It's not out of the question. It's insane.
Yeah, no, he could definitely – he could definitely get it done. I think you also have to look at the defense. I mean, they have a number of takeaways, and, you know, Daniel Jones as a game manager has not given the ball away, you know, nearly as much. So you're talking about, you know, 14 takeaways and no, we're talking about 12 takeaways and only 8 giveaways, which, you know, net difference is 4. That is special, right? So you have a defense that's also bought in and is allowing you opportunity after opportunity to go out and make plays. You're running the ball very well, and your quarterback is protecting the ball, at least not giving it away. I mean, that's a good recipe to go deep, if not far, into the playoffs. But now you got to think about long term. You know, who's going to be here? Who's going to want to come to the Giants, you know, given the way that things are set up structurally?
We need a few more Mathias Kiwanukas on the team is what we need. We hope, we hope our draft pick pans out. We hope Thibodeau can be a guy, but we need some dudes off the edge. That would help.
Mathias, are the Giants for real in the NFC, or are we just looking at a team that, you know, is just coming along, kind of find themselves, but when they run up against the gauntlet in the NFC, they could be in trouble?
The NFC is different now. So the NFC is back to where it was, I think. So I think the division is still wide open. I do think the Giants are for real, like I said, like coming off of a bye and going down and executing against a team that you're expected to win. That's a hurdle that teams need to get over. But they are just finding ways to win games. I don't know that necessarily can be sustained throughout the entire season. I think I'd like to see them play more complete games, you know, offense, defense, special teams, and start to, you know, put teams away earlier instead of, you know, having to always go down to the wire. But I've been on some teams that were, you know, that kind of makeup. And it's one of those things where you just do enough to get into the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, it's a whole new season. And that's where these moments will really become special. And we'll see if they have that same kind of fortitude to just get the win in the playoffs, which is difficult. But, no, I believe they're for real.
Hey, Mathias Kiwanuka here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Hey, I'm thinking about Daniel Jones, and you mentioned, you know, we don't know about him yet. But are we really going to know about him before they get him an alpha receiver? Like, you look around the league, and you found out about Josh Allen, you found out about Joe Burrow and Tua and a million guys. Once they had that top receiver, something Daniel Jones hasn't had. But Mathias, if right now, I'd love to lock Daniel Jones up for 3-4 years, 2-3 years at least. You know, give him 25 a year, 30, whatever it's going to take, because this is a nice player, and he might be better than that if we find out about him. Let's go get him a guy.
Absolutely. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered who we got a few years ago because the offensive line wasn't in a position to give him enough time to get the ball down the field. Now that they are, yeah, I do believe so. If we get him, you know, some key pieces that he can actually move the ball down the field with, get him an escape, you know, like, you know, build a relationship with him and a tight end so that he always has somebody to go to when he's scrambling. I think we'll get a chance to see what he really can be. And so it's better for the organization if they were to sign Daniel now, whereas opposed to for Saquon, it's better for Saquon if they were to sign him now. But I've said all along, like, we haven't really been able to evaluate him because of the issues at offensive line. Now that that's being cleared up, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the ceiling is really high for him, and, you know, I'd like to see what he's capable of.
All right, so that is Mathias Kiwanuka, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you heard about it, but we are giving away $10,000 a day here on KJM, $2,500 per hour. Woo-hoo! And Mathias Kiwanuka, you know what the winning word is this hour? It's franchise. As in Saquon Barkley's a franchise player. We hope Daniel Jones can be a franchise quarterback. FRANCHISE. You text it to 777-000-000, and you have entered for your chance to win $2,500. Already we've given away to 10 different people, $2,500, no purchase necessary, ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Thank you for joining us this morning. And, of course, thank you for the two Super Bowls. I always appreciate that.
All right, Mathias.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks for having me on, guys.
These a couple more Super Bowls for the Giants. Wouldn't kill anybody. All right. Coming up, guys, the Bills and Vikings just put on a game for the ages, let alone the best game of this season. Is it time to put some respect on Kirk Cousins' name, Max? You had my list of one to Kirk Cousins. I had him 16th. That wasn't right. He's at least 14th, but is he top 10?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN app.
Talk that talk, speakers. Max. Talk that talk about Kirk today. Talk that
else?
Talk
How else
about
can
Kirk
I procrastinate?
Today?
You can download the podcast. Well, listen, I said last week.
This week is Monday.
Yeah, that's right. It's Monday.
Star of the week.
Yeah, but we were in Bristol on Friday, so I had a late night Friday, and it's early on Sunday. It feels like the same week. All right. I said last week, I did my list, one to Kirk Cousins.
Hey, it's Monday.
And
nice.
I had him 16th. And I was trying to put every quarterback I could in front of him to outrage you guys. But Mariota is not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Wait, do we have that list? Do we still have the
list?
No,
never mind that.
Never mind that.
But the point is, I got to do a new one to Kirk Cousins list because he's no lower than 14th. But I don't think he's top 10. Let's be realistic. There are 10 dudes better than Kirk Cousins, probably 12. He's, you know, somewhere. He's in the – someone put it – Cam put it, who's sitting in for Yates today, I thought very well. It's Yates' birthday, right? Happy birthday, Yates.
Happy birthday, Yates.
Alan Yates.
Brother Yates.
Cam, how did you put it earlier? He phrased it just right.
He's in the bottom half of the top half. He's in the middle of the bottom half of the top half of the quarterbacks in the league. So he's around like 12 or 10.
So top half of the quarterbacks in the league are top 16 and 32 team league. And so he's in the middle of the top half of the
No, he's in the middle of the bottom half of the top half.
Yeah, he's in
Max.
The middle
Come
of
on.
The bottom half of the top half of the of the quarterbacks. He's like 12, 13, 14. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's fine. I told you that last week when you put your dumb list up.
It was off by two guys, maybe.
No, it was off by a couple that he's fine.
The Vikings. He's
fine. The question is, can you win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Okay.
You can win a Super Bowl with him?
I don't know, because guys like Kirk Cousins.
Could you win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes, maybe.
So you can win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
Here's the thing. Guys like that have to get extraordinarily clutch for a period of several games. Like, in other words, Eli Manning did it, who was otherwise okay, but when it mattered most was great. Is that Kirk Cousins?
But Max, when you have Justin Jefferson, when you have Dalvin Cook, when you have those type of athletes and playmakers on your team, it expands.
Well, here's the problem.
You can win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins is going to be the reason you win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he's not going to be the reason you get to the Super Bowl.
So here's he is going to be the reason you win, not the reason you get there, or
no,
not
neither.
One. Right. Okay. Kirk Cousins finished. This is not the key formula. He dropped back 50 times.
Yes.
Finished 30 of 50 for 357 yards with a TD and two interceptions. Key, that is not the formula. Now, they won the game.
Should have been five interceptions.
So people who are like, oh, is he top 10? What would you say to them?
I would say, no, he's not.
Right. Correct.
And they should have lost the game if it wasn't for some stupid stuff that happened in the
East. See, this is what I'm afraid of doing, though. Because I could really care less of whether he's top 10 or not.
Why?
Because it sounds like we're continuing to put disrespect on Kirk Cousins.
Why? How
name.
So? I'm saying he's
because
top
what happens on
half.
On a day after they have an epic win.
But he won that good.
Can I finish? Probably the game of the year.
Tried to
that we're going to find a way to say, well, Kirk Cousins isn't really the guy. Like, now we're asking, can you win a championship
with
Kirk Cousins?
It's like,
disrespectful.
I come across as anti-Kirk Cousins.
I said you can win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, but he just won't be the reason you win it.
Well, he could be a reason. He could give you a moment. Like, we act like players
can't like Kirk
come up with moments in a big-time game.
If you ever talk to Kirk Cousins, too, he's a very nice guy, easy to like, but for some reason I get on one side of him, and I'm always kind of like pushing the negative.
Everybody
I know what you mean,
does.
Jay.
All
I know
we
what
talk
mean.
About with Kirk Cousins, his primetime game record, right?
Right.
Think about the narratives that follow him that give you all the reasons on why he can't do it or why he's not going to be that guy.
Well, he's not big. He's not fast. He's a good thrower of the football, but not a great one.
Here's what I look at, Jay. I look at the two interceptions, and there could have been easy another three. So I look at that.
Yep.
I look at the dude didn't get in on the inch line. He fell short of that because he's so little that this wasn't Josh Allen. This wasn't Jalen Hurts with all that power and that.
Yeah, it's not.
Not so, even Tom Brady who knew how to do it.
So when I look at that, I'm like, here we go again. Like, okay. Here we go again.
Dak Prescott had two turnovers.
But we're not talking about Dak Prescott.
But Dak
Prescott
is also, by the way, to me, I see Dak and Derek Carr and Kirk as I put Dak ahead of those guys, but they're
kinda
of a
in
type.
The same bucket, right?
Yeah. Dak is straddling the two buckets, and Kirk is definitely in the lower bucket.
Dak was having an MVP year a couple years ago, but since then, like, what has it been?
Yeah.
When Dan Orlovsky comes on and talks about his record against Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and he says it's 1-9 against the top-tier quarterbacks. Like, what do the stats have to prove, though, when it's all said and done? I see the talent, but how does it equate to wins?
Yeah, but I understand what Dan is saying about those statistics against top-tier quarterbacks. Where were the Cowboys team at the time that they was playing those teams? It has to have some context to it. It can't just be, look at his record against those quarterbacks. What type of teams were the Dallas Cowboys at that time?
But they were pretty good, Key. They weren't good.
If I can remember the Kansas City game, I think the Cowboys were a good team then.
Yeah.
When they played Kansas City the one time.
They're usually year in and year out. They have a lot of people picking them, yes, because they're extra, because they're the Cowboys, but because they've fielded, to Jerry Jones's credit, as the GM, He has fielded competitive teams every year. Usually they have good drafts. They have good teams. Now, this might be a better team than usual, but we felt pretty good about the Cowboys now about 5-6 years in a row. That's Dak's whole career.
But is it really feel good about the Cowboys? Or is it more yeast added on to it because it's the Cowboys? I'm talking about a real team.
There's a little extra yeast.
I'm talking about a real team where you felt like that no matter what, the Cowboys was going in there and they was winning. Like
this year. The coordinator was an issue. Before that, offensive coordinator was an issue. There's always some issues.
Jason Garrett was an issue. It was a lot of issues, all I'm saying. But Kirk Cousins is going to get slighted always because of the money that he made,
of course,
to start with.
He's just little and not fast.
And they paid him all this money to go to Minnesota, and he's been in Minnesota, and it's the same conveyor belt going over and over and over. But there hasn't been a Super Bowl appearance.
What's the difference between him and Tua right now, Jay? And Tua both on loaded teams.
Tua's accuracy is completely different.
I agree.
I
would take Tua over
MVP conversation right now.
I would take Tua over Kirk Cousins, period.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is neither one is very big. Tua's more mobile. But they both have excellent records on loaded teams, and they are smallish quarterbacks who are good throwers
of
the football.
Sample size a lot bigger for
Kirk Cousins.
That's right. That is the difference. We've seen a good body of evidence that says he's in the middle of the pack.
They beat a top-tier team in the AFC.
I don't have a problem with Minnesota.
Just think about the tonality of the conversation that we're having.
Yeah.
Like that, it's disrespectful.
Got to be negative.
Man.
Yeah.
Like they found a way to win games that last year they would have.
How is it negative? You just asked a question about is he a top 10 quarterback?
No, because it naturally turns into like this negative.
Because if the answer is no, and you know if you go into something knowing ahead of time the answer is no, and you frame it a certain way, it's so like Jay is accusing me of this. I go into a conversation knowing my answer is going to be no, but and I set the parameters so that it is no, as opposed to saying, I had him 16. Is Kirk Cousins a top 12 quarterback? Then I might sit here and go, yes, he is. But I framed it in a way that allows me to be negative. You caught me. I think you caught me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of quarterbacks in that top 12 that I don't think can win a Super Bowl this year. I think Kirk Cousins can win a Super Bowl.
I don't know. Who's in the top 12 that can't win a Super Bowl?
Justin Herbert,
if they get hot, they easily win a Super Bowl.
Do you think they can win a Super Bowl without
the
coach?
That's why
I don't think I don't think it's possible.
They got to get Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's got to get back and stay back.
Exactly.
But
Mike Williams and the whole crew.
You think Aaron Rodgers can win a Super Bowl? You think Green Bay can win one?
I think they can.
We just said last week that they were done.
They showed us last night they're not done.
You think it's going to jump right back on track now?
They might. They did last night.
I would highly bet against that.
They did last night.
They did last night. It's the Cowboys.
I want to say something about the Chargers since you brought them up, and you know I love Justin Herbert. Chargers, I don't think, are doing anything this year. We'll see. But I do feel like they might be 1 year away from winning the Super Bowl.
Okay,
like, if Sean Payton gets there, this same team might go to the Super Bowl.
I just want you to know, you said that last year.
No.
Yeah, you did. You said last year about Justin.
But I'm denying it.
No,
we're not going to have the energy to dig up the tapes. I'm just going to deny it and say, no, I didn't.
But I would say that the Green Bay Packers, I thought they were done a week ago.
Friday.
I would say now it does not seem to be, in my eyes, that they're done. The defense played better at times. Aaron Rodgers played good in the fourth quarter and late in the game. The receiver caught the ball finally and felt good.
Christian Watson.
The light turned on. They ran the hell out of the ball. It might have changed.
The big news from this segment is Jay caught me. He busted me dead to rights, red-handed, being negative about Kirk Cousins.
But Kirk Cousins,
just
naturally do it.
Watch, I could do it to Jay. Jay, is Kirk Cousins the key to world peace? Right? And then you say no, and it's like, oh, see, you're against Kirk Cousins. But that's what I do. I'm like, is Kirk Cousins top 10? And that allows me to be negative when I could say instead he's top 12, and then there's a positive discussion.
He's all right,
a guy that you can win a Super Bowl with.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you had the right pieces around him.
I think you can
He's
win
got
Super
the
Bowl.
Right pieces around him. So, like, go win the Super Bowl. If he's a guy who could, then go do it because you got the right pieces around you.
They might.
Which team had the biggest win on Sunday? Was it Kirk Cousins and the Vikings? There I go again. Plus, after winning two straight, are the Bucks back in the thick of things in the NFC?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Guys, yes. Tampa beating Seattle, to me, is a big deal. Like, here's the thing. You know whose team is never missing the playoffs? When Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback, you're in the playoffs every year. When Tom Brady is your quarterback, you're going to the playoffs. Get right off the bus. I got a 2-game lead in the division.
I feel the same way, though. If those guys playing 13 or more games, their teams are going to the playoffs.
They're going to the playoffs.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, too, though.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, too.
They're not dead yet.
It may be ugly.
Yep, he gets you there.
But they're going to get there.
Find a way.
That's why when people say it's wins and losses are not a quarterback stat, stop it. In an important way for the elite quarterbacks, they are because they never miss.
I'm trying to think.
And when I say never, if you play 15 years, maybe you miss once.
My brain could be scrambled right now. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't missed in San Francisco yet, right?
When Jimmy Garoppolo's healthy, and his whole thing is availability, he's been healthy for two full seasons of his career so far. Both times, they made deep playoff runs. Garoppolo, other than Brady and Mahomes, Garoppolo gets more consistently deeper.
So he's only been in the playoffs twice in San Francisco?
He's only been healthy twice.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this will be if he can stay healthy. I'm just thinking
about when you said this about the quarterbacks. I'm just going in my mind thinking about the QBs. Even when Drew Brees was in the league.
Come on, man, he went to the playoffs.
They went to the playoffs, right?
So the Bucs have a chance to get on the roll, right? They beat the Rams, they beat the Seahawks. They played their next game at Browns, right, in Cleveland.
Yep.
I think they'll get a win there.
Yeah, although they should.
Shaky
offensive line, we got to see, but yep.
At home against the Saints.
Could win that one.
I mean, and then they have a game at the 49ers.
You're going to blink, and until when they lose to the 49ers. And by the way, they're a lot like the Niners in certain ways, only their quarterback is better. Like Garoppolo is Brady with less of an arm. He reads it fast. He gets it out fast. But Brady has a more accurate score.
Yeah, every now and then, Garoppolo will make you throw the remote.
Yeah, yeah.
49ers got way more weapons.
They got more weapons. Well,
Debo, I don't know if they got more weapons.
If the Bucs are healthy.
Debo and CMC?
Yeah, but they got
playoff Lenny.
But they got Godwin. They got Julio. They got Mike Evans.
Evans and Godwin.
Yeah, playoff Lenny.
Yeah.
Godwin did score his first touchdown of the season.
Yeah, but he's been in and out of lineup too, though.
I understand.
That's why you're right now. But I mean, if they're both fully loaded by playoff time, I don't know. It seems to me like if you like the Niners live, and I think they are live, then you got to like the Bucs live too.
The Niners got a lot of smoke and mirrors. See, they get you with the smoke and mirrors. Outside the tight end, Kittle, the receiving package with Ayuk and Debo, a little smoke and mirrors to get them dudes open. It's a little different.
And CMC,
but it works.
CMC is a receiver, too.
But it works.
Debo is a running back. CMC is also a receiver.
No, it works,
how much do you trust the running game of Tampa Bay? Right? Because, you know,
they don't block well.
Well, Rashad White, he got off. He got off yesterday, 100-plus yards, right? But it hasn't been that way throughout the course of the season. So if you're telling me that that's going to be consistent, then I like this offense a lot more. But I'm not sure that's
but
a
Jay,
consistent
But, you know something?
Thing.
And, Key, you can speak to this. To me, when I look at bad offensive line play, especially when a line is thrown together. So you had a retirement on the line. Then you had a major injury on the line. All three replacements in the interior of the line. To me, that has a chance to get better as the season goes on, as the guys acclimate themselves to the way they play, to the system, the whole thing. And what we're seeing, like this might be a good sign, Jay, and it might be sustainable, is better line play as the season goes on.
Or Brady can be 22 or 29 for 258, two touchdowns, and they can rush for 100, and the defense can play solid, and they win.
Hey, Tom, what was the atmosphere like in Munich?
That was one of the great football experiences I've ever had, so... Says a lot for 23 years in the league and for a regular season game. And I think the fan turnout was incredible. It felt like very electric from the time we took the field. So at the end of the game with them singing Sweet Caroline and Country Row, that was pretty epic. So I think everyone who's a part of that experience got to have something pretty amazing memory for their life. So thank you for hosting us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
What stands out to me is this. Sweet Caroline is the sorriest, dumbest thing people sing at sporting events. It's so corny, and every team and fan base that sings it ought to be ashamed of themselves. Clown show, Sweet Caroline. Stop it. The worst sporting event song in the history of sporting event songs. That's saying something. Oh, come on.
Uh-oh.
The worst.
Why do you hate it so
much? That's a sporting event song?
So because
good.
I know
so
it's
good.
Over.
So good.
The game is over.
It's over, at
this point.
Anyone who tries to defend this present company included.
It's over.
That is the sorriest. The rest of us are laughing at
that. You're taking an L.
The rest of us are laughing at that. Yeah. Sweet Caroline.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's just the worst. It is just the worst. It's self-explanatory. I can't even debate it. It's so bad.
What you want to hear? The New York song when the Yankees win?
Sure.
Which one is that?
Sure. You mean New York, New York?
Yeah, New York, New York. That's what you want to hear?
Sure.
If they play that all the way around.
Yeah, all around the world they should play that. Hey, did Mike McCarthy's decision to go for it in overtime? There it
that
is.
Right
yeah,
there.
That
there
means it's over.
Come
that
on. Means it's over.
You know what was so bad? In Yankee Stadium, they used to play the Sinatra version when they won and the Liza Minnelli version when they lost.
He wants to see the confetti come
Liza
down.
Minnelli. That's right. Oh, yeah. Now I'm in the mood.
Legendary.
That's right. Yeah. Come on. It sounds better.
Yeah.
Some things sound better than others.
They played this in our championship, in our divisional round when we beat Jacksonville.
How'd that feel?
That was cool. I mean, I was waiting for him to play Tupac or something. It's all good.
Hey, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Did Mike McCarthy's decision to go for it in overtime cost the Cowboys second place in the NFC East? And did the Packers just save their season, KJM?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.